Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Syria has accepted a ceasefire in observance of a four-day Muslim holiday that starts tomorrow. Lebanon would welcome the respite, however brief. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker sums it up this way.
At the moment, Lebanon is really on a knife edge.
Kids Alive's working with over 150 kids throughout Lebanon. Some of these are Syrian refugees.
Pray for our program with marginalized kids, that we would be successful in meeting these kids' needs, their physical needs, educational needs, but also be successful in sharing with them the love that Christ has for them.
What can you do to help? Well, we've got some ideas at missionnetworknews.org. Next, when you hear concentration camp, what do you think of? These camps didn't end in World War II. They're all over North Korea.
On the one hand, it is amazing that the international community continues to turn largely a blind eye to this reality. On the other hand, it is equally amazing that the North Korean underground church considers this their mission field.
Eric Foley with Seoul, USA says believers in concentration camps aren't desperate for freedom. They're asking you to pray that they'll hold fast to their faith. Find details at missionnetworknews.org. And finally, cooking a meal in El Salvador is contributing to building a church in Honduras. Volunteers from Operation Mobilization are using money from a cooking fundraiser to do that. The gospel is being shared with many of the villagers as they receive medical care. Pray for the local church as they disciple these new believers. Also ask God to use the new building to bring others to Christ as well. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your church is always looking for great missions resources, right? How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? It's up-to-date news to help get your friends more involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the banner at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.